This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Get into a little buy or sell action here, Michael. Buy or sell after Virginia lost to Duke and you get two G5 schools in. And then Notre Dame's AD already saying, yeah, if we're 12, we're getting in. Telling Dan Patrick that this morning. Buy or sell, the College Football Playoff Committee has already made the decision to go with a ranking system. Only, rather than allowing conference champs to get in, you simply just go 1 through 12 or 1 through whatever number that is.
I think they might have been thinking about that decision before that game took place.
Well, they already made a change from last year. You know, conference champs don't get an automatic bye. So they changed that because Boise State ruined that for them. And the whole top five ranked conference champs, well, Tulane and James Madison ruined that for them. So they'll edit it to make Notre Dame happy and maybe even make BYU happy. I know they really care about Notre Dame, but...
And make me happy.
You make you football elitists happy, yeah, sure.
Most of the country, like 95%.
Not in the state of Colorado. So welcome to the state, Michael. You don't like it?
You can just get out.
You can just get out.
Courtland
Sutton. Big milestone over the weekend, Michael. He just passed up Steve Watson in overall in receiving yards. He also touched, he's over him in touchdowns, too. So now he is sixth all time on the Broncos yardage list for a receiver. He needs less than 100 to pass up Ed McCaffrey. He needs about 600, 700. Yes, a little over 700 to pass up Lionel Taylor. Do you see Courtland Sutton doing that in the next two seasons?
Yes.
So he'll be fourth all time. I don't think Shannon Sharp, now again, tight end, but still receiving numbers. Do you buy or sell this? Courtland Sutton can get close to Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp did 8,400 yards. And 55 touchdowns. Courtland Sutton is at 6,100 yards and 37 touchdowns. He's not passing up Sharp, is he?
How long is Courtland Sutton going to be with the Broncos?
He signed a four-year deal?
It's tough.
Who knows
if
he'll actually finish that.
You're going to have to quit spreading the ball around.
All right, on the Sutton thing. I said at the beginning of the season, Courtland Sutton was going to have his best season statistically. You shake your head. It's a radio show, but you're shaking your head. Four games remaining, Mike. His best output was in 2019. He had 72 receptions for 1,100 yards and six touchdowns. With four games remaining, he has 56 receptions, 773 yards, and five touchdowns. Does he pass any of those career best marks? He's one touchdown to tie his out. Or no, excuse me, his best touchdown year was 2023. My bad. Does he go on to tear it up these last four games and get into the thousands?
I mean, if he has four average games, he might.
Yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you. He's had a quiet
773 yards.
Yeah, it's been so quiet, my voice just cracked.
Yeah, good job.
It's like the second time in two shows.
You might be able to buy cigarettes soon.
Yeah.
You're becoming a man, Michael.
Yeah,
not that you
well,
should
I mean,
buy
you
cigarettes.
You have to be 21 now.
To buy cigarettes?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah, I think the federal government passed
that. I didn't know that. I don't buy cigarettes, so.
Neither do I.
All right. Well, you're getting there, though.
If they ever make that for Mountain Dew, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Well, with the crap they put in that, they might. They might.
No, it's glorious. It's a glorious drink.
How will Sutton go down in your mind as a Bronco when it's all said and done? Clearly a Ring of Famer, right?
I agree. He should. Not now. If suddenly he disappeared, I would say he's not a Ring of Famer. But give him 2 seasons.
Yeah. He's pretty close, though. Pretty darn close. He's been there through a lot of bad seasons, though. I mean, outside of last year and this year, I mean, he's been through the ringer with this team.
He hasn't had that mind-blowing season.
No, his first season, his rookie season, he had 42 receptions for 700 yards and 4 touchdowns. And I thought...
And that one catch.
I thought, man, he's going to be a superstar for Denver.
And he hasn't lived up to that, but he's been dependable. He's been dependable.
He's
really likable.
Yeah, really likable. He was dependable even in the Russell Wilson years, and he's been dependable for. I mean, Bo Nix has not really gone his way as much, but he did look his way early in that game yesterday. But he has been. He's going to go down as like a solid, dependable, hardworking guy. Didn't always seem to outwardly care about the money as much. Showed up to training camp. Wasn't a big distraction when all that stuff was going on. I think he's going to go down as one of the studs. Isn't it weird to you that the Broncos don't have a lot of recent wide receivers even sniffing like the top 20 list in receivers? Because Rod Smith is pretty much untouchable, which is crazy in this day and age that you haven't had a receiver that's going to be even close to that.
I mean, you haven't had a quarterback who's
right.
been
and
worth
you,
a damn.
And coaches and coordinators and all that stuff.
You've had Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning spread the ball around.
Well, but
and
yeah,
then
but,
a lot of those receivers left and did nothing.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning also helped DT. God rest his soul, Demaryius Thomas is number 2 on that list.
And then DT had to, you know, deal with some quarterback changes.
He did too. 3 is Shannon Sharp, then Lytle Taylor, like we said, Ed McCaffrey, Sutton. Emmanuel Sanders is all the way down at 11. That's a somewhat recent Bronco. Then you got Brandon Marshall, who's somewhat, I guess, depending on how old you are, somewhat recent Bronco. Eric Decker. Then it's guys like Jerry Jeudy at number 17 in yards. Ashley Lalee. That's crazy. You just haven't had a lot of these. Let's just face it, man. I mean, in the last 10 years, you haven't had a lot of Hall of Fame type players come out of Denver.
I mean, a lot of these guys, they just, for some reason, don't do well with the Broncos, and maybe they move on and play better with other teams, or maybe they're a bust. Maybe they're that one-year Eddie Royal guy where he had so many receptions, and he was this tremendous rookie who just never made a name for himself after that. He had the 2 tacos deal with Taco Bell.
Who was that?
Yeah, he was one of those guys that had it.
Who was the guy?
Eddie Royal.
Okay, sorry. Eddie Royal with cheese?
Yeah.
I was reading some texts. Eddie was the guy that I thought was going to be an absolute freaking stud.
I thought so, too. And when we lost him to the Chargers, I'm like, oh, man, the Chargers got someone good, and he didn't do much with them either.
Outside of that rookie year. You know, but remember, there was a time where it was Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal? I thought, man, that's the future. And then Josh McDaniels made sure Brandon Marshall didn't stick around. That was one of the...
Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
That freaking guy.
Kind of ruined a lot of things there. But anytime when I look on like your top 20 list or top 30 list, and you see like Tim Patrick, who I liked, but he didn't do much.
Yeah,
had a lot of stellar
the
receivers.
Really got him.
Oh, well, yeah, and then he went to the Lions. But you just haven't had a lot of those guys. So Courtland Sutton is quiet. His numbers are quiet, I guess. But for him to be close to cracking the top 5 in Broncos wide receiver history is pretty cool.
Yeah. And a lot of these guys, you know, the 3 amigos.
Yeah.
That was John Elway. They were, no offense to them, they certainly were talented, but soon as they left the Broncos. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Mysterio, Mikey needs to watch what Mountain Dew does overtime to dead rats when they soak it in them. It literally eats away everything. He needs to quit drinking that crap.
Yeah, but those are rats. Those are like crazy scientists doing things to rats.
You remind me sometimes of a rat.
The whole banning of red dye number 3 is BS because it's based off some flawed study in the 80s. You'd have to have so much red dye number 3. You can never have so much red dye number 3 to get that much cancer.
I love you, Mike, but I'm not going to take health advice from you, if that's cool. If that's all, with all due respect, if that's cool with you.
That's fine.
He said, Chris Brady, I didn't realize how high Shannon was and catches yards as a tight end. Oh, yeah, dude. Shannon Sharp is one of the innovators of the tight end game.
He was the innovator.
I mean, he changed the game. That's why he was an obvious Hall of Famer, and he's still considered one of the great tight ends, even though we're in a day and age now where you see a bunch of Shannon Sharps, like Trey McBride doing amazing things. Tyler Warren with Indianapolis. There are some phenomenal tight ends now. And Shannon Sharp helped pave the way for that, who became less of a blocker, more of a receiving type guy, could still block, but guys that are getting utilized in the passing attack.
If you put him in today's game, I think he's better than any of these other guys.
Mm.
Maybe not going out and catching, but he's there every down because he can block kind of and he can catch.
Sharp was like that body type that didn't look like your conventional tight end.
He started off as a wide receiver, but he just still couldn't cut it as a wide receiver, not fast enough.
But he still looked like a wide receiver, like his body type, you know?
He was
like
just
a Calvin Johnson type
small
of dude.
Too big for a wide receiver.
He wasn't tall
too
enough.
Small for a tight end.
Oklahoma, when I was young, my breakfast was a Mountain Dew and Snickers. Now it's shredded wheat and a banana. I miss the old days.
Yeah, Mountain Dew is better for me than bananas.
You're allergic to bananas?
I am.
I didn't know someone could be allergic to bananas until you told me that.
Yeah, it makes me very sad. I've only met like two other people who are allergic to bananas.
Hmm. Buy or sell, Justin Herbert plays tonight. He's listed as pretty much a go, game time decision, I guess. But he had surgery Monday to repair a broken bone in his non-throwing hand.
They need him to play, so I'm going to buy that he plays.
He's been sacked 38 times this season.
That's it?
Yeah. Philadelphia hasn't been very good at getting to the quarterback either, so we'll see how this game goes tonight. Now, if the Chargers lose, it still doesn't clinch the division for the Broncos. There's still plenty of work to do. But if the Chargers lose this game, they'll drop to 8-5. With 4 games remaining, the worst the Broncos could finish is 11-6. So the reality of clinching the AFC West really starts to come into focus if the Eagles beat the Chargers tonight.
What's the Chargers schedule coming up?
The rest of the way, I know they have the Broncos to finish the season. But obviously the Eagles tonight, and then they go to Kansas City, and then they go to Dallas, home against the Texans, then at Denver.
Okay, so that's compared to the Broncos, that's a favorable schedule. I see 2 wins out of that, maybe 3.
Maybe. I mean, Dallas is no slouch now. Kansas City, you keep thinking maybe, but man, after watching that game last night, I watched that full game last night, and they don't have the weapons, man. Travis Kelce's, he ain't coming back, right? This is his last year. There's no way. He's going to go on and do the entertainment thing. He'll keep doing his podcast, and he'll probably be in movies and stuff. I don't know. He's going to have all those connections now. I mean, that was a bad game for him last night. And bad game for the entire receiving core for Kansas City. We thought it was going to be the offensive line issues for them. Guys just couldn't catch pass. Drive after drive. And that Kansas City defense was coming up with some big stops over Houston. But time and time again, you just didn't have any help for Patrick Mahomes. So big game tonight. Just kind of watching as the standings unfold here. Denver's very close to clinching the AFC West for the first time since they won the Super Bowl back in 2015. Man, that's crazy, isn't it? It's been that long since Denver's won this division. Kansas City has run the table. And now they will not win the AFC West. They are mathematically eliminated from winning the West because the worst the Broncos can do is 11-6. Kansas City got their seventh loss last night.
And they cannot lose again.
If the Chiefs lose again, it's 100. They're done. They need help anyway. But if they lose again, it's over. The Chiefs are 6-7. They have the Raiders, or the Ravens, the Colts, and the Texans in front of them. I don't know if the Texans are going to slow down. Colts will probably slow down now. The Ravens just don't look right, so there's an opportunity. But now Miami's like kind of in this conversation too, which is really fascinating to me. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. That's my guy Ryan Hicks. He's a local dude, man. You guys, I know you probably don't lay awake at night every night thinking about insurance and all the ins and outs that go with it, and maybe it's time for a new plan. That's where the folks at Renaissance Insurance Group, they come in. That's what they do. They follow this stuff. They know what the best packages are going to be for your situation, whether that's personal insurance or commercial insurance. Give Renaissance Insurance Group a call, Ryan Hicks, at 970-674-8825, or visit them online at team-rig. When I say he's local, Ryan was at the CU-CSU game on Saturday afternoon and then made his way over to Greeley to watch UNC beat South Dakota. That's a hell of a basketball day. It's a hell of a Saturday. Meanwhile, Colorado State, yep, they got the win over the Colorado Buffaloes. Ali Farokmanesh spoke on that game. We'll talk about that coming up next. Also, Tad Boyle, on his way out, had to throw a little fadeaway hook toward the Rams and their fan base. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
For Avalanche games and talk, keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Do you stop eating? Every time I look at you, you are eating. You started the show eating. You started the second hour eating. And now you are eating again. Just, is it like small meals throughout the day kind of thing for you? Just kind of forage? Is that working for you? Sorry, you're chewing right now. That's a big bite, man. You must have took a monster bite. That is, what is that? What are we going on, like 45 chews? 50 chews? Be careful, we're getting to 60. There we go. Wash it down. What did you eat? That's the most chews I've ever seen from one bite, Michael.
Had to get here really quickly.
I know, but it's just like every time I turn around, you got something, man. You got beef jerky, you got a peanut butter sandwich, you got a pizza. There's always something right there.
I got up early because I had a dentist appointment. So I had.
Aren't you not supposed to eat a lot after that?
Way too early. And I had my food a little late. And I've had one piece of pizza for lunch. Just the one piece of pizza.
Is that what you were eating?
Slowly nibbling at it.
You said Chris says he's grazing. Well, County
exactly.
Swami. Well, County Swami, that's a secret, Cap. He's always hungry. Yeah. I would say you're hungry quite a bit. It's not a bad thing. I'm hungry all the time. That was a big bite, though, man. What was that? Was that a piece of pizza?
It was leftover pizza.
That was a monster bite that you took. Do you do the chew thing? Like, you got to chew it, like, however many times before you swallow it? Because that was a thorough chewing right there.
Well, it was the crust.
That's what
it
was?
You got to chew the crust a little extra.
Oh, okay. Because, man, you were... good for you, man.
You're making me sound like more gluttonous than I already am.
No, it's
never a certain level of gluttony.
You're right. You're never
you're making me sound.
You're
a lot
never
more
eating
gluttony.
Like massive meals. I mean, you got like a beef jerky stick or whatever. But it's just like you're always there's just always something going on over there.
You're making it sound like I'm going to be the first victim in seven.
No, you're not that bad. You're not that bad.
That's a great movie, by the way. If you've never seen Seven,
I've seen it.
Great movie. Don't watch it if you hate, if you like, don't like depressing movies.
It's a good movie.
Very good
but
movie.
But depressing, yeah. How are you doing on Stranger Things? You get through it yet? Is it still coming out?
So it's got two more premieres. You're going to have a couple episodes in on Christmas to come out, and then a couple episodes on New Year's.
Is it living up to the hype?
I actually really like this season. I like some of the characters' arcs. I have loved most of what they've done this season. I like what they're doing with Will. His character arc has been very interesting.
Well, good. Glad you're enjoying your time. I enjoyed my time watching Colorado State beat Colorado. But I joke and I'm like, we all know who's going to win this game, which I did, Mike. You're welcome. Predicted that game 100%.
I told you.
I'm just rooting for good games between these two teams. Yes, Buffs fans are sensitive, and now it's like all the Buffs fans, all the officiating, they robbed us. Come on. I hate that. It's like obvious, too. Like, oh, the officiating was so bad. The officiating's bad all the time, it seems like. But that game was pretty freaking cool. Colorado State wins 91-86. Kyle Jorgensen's a stud. Go back, rewind the tape from last year, and I said his side-by-side picture from his freshman year to where he is by the time he is done with CSU, he's already transformed from year one to year two. He had 21 points last night or Saturday, 7 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals. 3 of 6 from the three-point line. This team shoots the three. They freaking shoot the three. 18 of 35. They were 51%. Josh Pascarelli, 8 of 10. Just a pure Steph Curry-like three-point shooter. No, I'm not saying he's Steph Curry, but as far as college goes, man, he's got that quick release. It's really good. Here's Ali Farokhmanesh after that game and ultimately like what this local matchup means for the state of Colorado. Here's Ali.
This game's always awesome. Like it's a great game for the state. I think if you want to keep growing the game of basketball in the state of Colorado, Colorado and Colorado State need to play, and it creates an atmosphere. And kids come to these games and they see a Kerry Booth, Josiah Sanders for them. They see kids from Colorado out there playing in front of sold out arenas, and I think that's what makes it special, right? And we have two good teams like this. It creates an atmosphere like that, and you can't really get a whole lot better than a. From an offensive standpoint, 91-86 game, but that's what makes this rivalry fun, and it's everything that you want about it. And huge credit to Colorado. That's a really good basketball team that we just beat. And like I said earlier, Tad Boyle is one of the best coaches in the country. He's probably the best coach in the history of Colorado. And whenever it's done for him, though, it's been fun watching his teams over the years and being a fan of them. They're a good program, and he's done a hell of a job at Colorado too.
That's Ali talking about Tad Boyle and CU. Here's what Tad had to say at the end. I don't know what to say. This is part of it. He was talking about his standard and their standard, and time will tell. We got to figure some stuff out. He says, I don't know what to say. Credit goes to CSU. They played their butts off. This was their Super Bowl. We knew it was going to be like this. And what was frustrating to me is we came back and took control of the game. Any issue with Tad saying this was their Super Bowl for CSU, Mike?
Sounds a little babyish.
It sounds like a fan would say. And I was honestly shocked that Tad Boyle would say that. He didn't strike me. Some people really don't like Tad Boyle. I like Tad Boyle. I don't know him extremely well, but I have had him on the show several times. And I remember I was just kind of starting the show when he was the coach of the Bears. We hadn't started the show yet, but we carried the Bears games and had a relationship with him. He's always a good guy to us. But I was a little shocked to hear that. Honestly, I thought it was a typo. I thought it was not a typo, but I thought it was one of those AI-generated things that Ted, like, somehow it's a, what do you want to call it? It gives them an edge, that CSU has the edge because that game means more to them than it does to you. I didn't like that. I mean, yeah, that game meant a lot for CSU because that was CU was undefeated. The Rams needed to recover from the DU loss. And by beating the Buffs, I think they did. But I don't think in basketball, especially basketball, doesn't mean any more for CSU or CU. I think it's just a hell of a local game. So I was kind of stunned to hear Tad Boyle say that. You know, they played their butts off. This was their Super Bowl. Now, some could make the argument, well, he's tone deaf. He didn't really mean it the way it sounds, like a lot of fans use it. It was more like they play in big moments, and it was like, you know, Moby Arena's packed, and it's, nah, I don't think so. There's really no way you can spin it. It was a slight. It was. No, you don't think so?
Well, let me defend it just a little bit. Maybe he was saying they played like it was their Super Bowl.
Could be. Tad's not usually a guy that kind of falls into that stuff, at least from what I've seen. But if you talk to Rams fans, there's a lot of people that just do not like Tad. Not just because he's a Buff. I've always liked him. And maybe that's what he meant, that they played like it was a Super Bowl. But he said this was their Super Bowl. I don't know, Mike. I don't know if we can put a spin on this one. You're trying, but I don't know if we can.
I don't know. I don't know how much of a big-time story this is. I mean, I'm sure he's
before. It's a big-time story for the state. That's a big game for the state, Mike. I know you're probably a basketball elitist, too, and it's all you care about is Duke, probably, and North Carolina. Like, those are the only teams you care about. But here in the
like
state,
either of them.
I know, but you're such an elitist when it comes to sports. I'm surprised you're actually a Broncos fan and not more of like a Patriots fan.
Back.
Well, you have this elitist attitude.
No, I just care about quality.
Texter here from John Fort Hilarious. Gentlemen, looked like the Rams threes made Tad reach his boiling point. Hey, coach, enjoy finishing 16th in the Big 12. You might get as many conference win as Coach Primo. John Fort Hilarious. I think CU is a good team. I will admit, when I saw in the ESPN matchup predictor CSU was favored to win, I was shocked. I thought this might be CU favored. Man, both teams are good. Both teams are good. Texter here, Rory in Fort Collins. This is their Super Bowl. From the coach whose team. This is their Super Bowl quote from the coach whose team missed the NCAA tournament last year, said about the team that won their conference tournament and very easily could have been in the Sweet 16. Yeah, CSU has been dancing 3 out of the last 4 years, and it's certainly looking like they're going to go for 4 out of the last 5 in Ollie's first year as head coach. I did not see this coming for Ollie Faruk-Munesh in his first year as the coach.
Yeah, but here's something to both teams. You guys haven't moved up past like the second round. So quit whining about each other and take care of your games. And I don't know, didn't say anything.
They're not whining about each other. Like, build this up. No, we should whine about each other. Build that game up to make it bigger. It was big. Moby Arena was, I didn't go to the game, but it looked absolutely amazing in there. So no, I keep talking trash. Keep saying it's their Super Bowl. You know,
I have no problem with talking trash, but I can see it both ways.
Well, the Buffs have been to a lot.
The way I heard it first, the way you quoted it, and the way I took it in my brain first, it sounded like he was whining a little bit.
That Tad was whining? No, I think Tad was trying to do the fan thing. Well, of course you played great because it's their Super Bowl. It's like your Super Bowl. Like, that's the most meaningful game they'll ever have. When they're playing in March Madness, and Maryland hits a shot, who has a stud in the NBA now. Maryland hits a shot in the last second to knock CSU out last year. 3 years ago, they're playing Michigan. Yeah, CU's...
Weren't they supposed to beat Michigan?
No. In March Madness? That was when that was Roddy's last year? No.
I thought they were ranked higher?
No.
Or was it Michigan was 5 and they were 11?
Yeah, more like that. Michigan was a heavy favorite.
Didn't they play well against Michigan? I feel in my brain they played pretty well against Michigan.
Early on in the game maybe, but their big dude that year, whoever the hell that was, can't think of his name, but he was really, really good. What year was that? They lost by 12. Hunter Dickinson. That was the guy, their big dude. It was the Rams were leading at the half. Look at the memory on you, Michael. They were up 36-29 at the half, but Michigan outscored CSU 46-27 in the second half and just got away. But that was that's what I'm saying. Like, that was not their Super Bowl. CU's not their Super Bowl. Colorado State's been playing in meaningful games now for the better part of the last 4 years. So that whole idea of little brother, and when it comes to basketball, like, CU fans do that. I just don't, it's just not true. The Rams were really good under Nico Medved, and so far they've been really good under Ali Farokmanesh. I don't know how far they'll go, but so far so good. 2 years ago, they beat Virginia. Remember that? They beat Virginia 67-42. And then they lost to Texas 56-44. And then last year they lost to Maryland.
I mean, it's not exactly terrible.
No.
But you have to be better. You have to be better. You can't just keep going to.
Yeah, you were right on Michigan being 11 that year. Where did you come up with this? Look at you go.
I don't know, Brady. I remember random things.
I don't remember stuff like that.
Names.
I just always think of CSU as a dog, but I guess not. I don't know if they were favored to win that game, though, were they? You're pulling off all these crazy stats.
They were favored to win a game or something.
I didn't think they would beat Michigan. But who knows? I was wrong twice now. Look at that. Twice on a Monday. It's never happened.
Yeah, you wrestling guide it.
What? I Steinered it?
Yeah.
Steinered
See,
it?
I remember that from 2 years ago. I can't remember Steiner's name.
Isn't Steinered it? Didn't we just said that means if we miss a big story, or is that if we get something wrong?
I think that's if you get something wrong.
I thought we called that Mike it if we get something wrong.
No, if you get something wrong. If you can't remember someone's name, like Hope's name.
Faith.
Boom.
Faith said they easily could have beaten Maryland last year. Yeah, yeah. CU's not CSU Super Bowl. That's a good game between the two. I hope they keep playing that game. It does mean a lot for the state. I love it. And the Rams got the dub over the weekend. And I told you, we all knew who was going to win that game. We all knew, Mike. And I was right again. 42 after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh.
Diamond Valley Collectibles. Hey, you know what we're going to do, Mike? We're off tomorrow. Tanner Schwint and Brian Gary are going to be hosting Weld Gives Day tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Every single segment, they're going to have a member from a nonprofit on, talking about their need and what they do for the community. They won the Colorado Broadcasters Association Award for this last year. It is a huge thing, and I'm easy for us to step aside. But we'll have to do Top Text Tuesday on a Wednesday. Thanks to Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor.
Why don't we do Top Text Tuesday on a Wednesday?
Let's do it. 47 minutes after the hour. Let's get to what did we learn. Tanner Schwint, I think, is roaming around there, too, so we'll talk to him in just a moment. It's the whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Gift wrapping the best sports broadcasts in the state. Hear Broncos, Nuggets, Avalanche, and high school sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on this eighth day? You know what? We learned a lot. It was great. But we also learned that we got a big day coming up tomorrow, World Gives Day. Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, Good Morning NoCo, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. A guest every segment, man. It's a really cool thing you guys
every
do.
Every segment, man. 48 nonprofits going to join us. I think the over-under line right now is 7.5 cups of coffee between the two of us. I would take that over. It's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a great day talking with all of these nonprofits that give back so much to our community. And we're asking our listeners to step up today and interact and have some fun. We're still going to have fun while we're doing it. So, yeah, going to be a busy, busy, busy day tomorrow.
It's a good opportunity to learn about some of these nonprofits because some of these places we don't even know about, you know, and they come in with these incredible stories and what they really do. The nonprofit world can be confusing to navigate through. And a lot of people that do throw their money out at the end of the year to some of these, it gives them a better idea of who they're giving their money to.
Yeah, it really is. And those are my favorite ones, are the ones maybe you've never heard of that I've never heard of before. And getting to learn and see the passion on these people's faces and in their voices they talk, it's truly special. And tomorrow we're also going to be surprising a couple of them with some checks. So excited about that as well. It's going to be a great day. Appreciate you and Bruce stepping aside for us to do this tomorrow.
You mean I get a break from Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really, you know.
You,
pretty easy.
Like twice a week you'd like us to do this. Get a little bit of a break from Mike.
You'd probably do that.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Michael. You do a great job. Tanner, looking forward to tomorrow, man. Should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a blast, man. Hope everybody can join us 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow.
All right. Well, Gives Day tomorrow morning, bright and early. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. Interesting game tonight. We'll see what the Chargers do. If the Chargers lose to the Eagles tonight, then the chances of Denver winning the AFC West for the first time since 2015 becomes very realistic. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.